Ketu Shah of the United States and Amandeep Lamba of India are students at the University of Maryland who share a room together in a special dormitory.
I'll show you the rest of the room right here. It's if you see, it's a fully functional kitchen. I mean, you got the washer and dryer, you got the oven, you have the refrigerator here, a big refrigerator, microwave, dishwasher, sink. I mean, this is basically an apartment, you know? This is the best.
Even though their dormitory is above average for a university, Saketu and Aman eat like typical college students.
Pasta is a big thing, as you can see. And then we got the cereal, and then just we eat this straight out of the can, and then popcorn whenever we feel like,
this,
you know, cooking something worth more than like a minute.
Saketu and Aman decided to room in the same suite so they could work together on their medical software business.
Basically, you can run everything from your business right here. I mean, that's the whole point of the program.
Business? That's right. Saketu and Aman are both in a special entrepreneurial program, the Hinman CEO program, that's a unique concept in American higher education. The University of Maryland is just among a handful of universities that offer dorms and programs customized to budding entrepreneurs. These students live in a specially designed section of a residence hall on campus. They have exclusive access to their own state-of-the-art conference room, a computer lab, and office facilities. Their phone lines are integrated with their cellular phones so they won't miss important business calls while at class. They also have wireless internet access within their dorm. The Hinman CEO program is open to any student in any major at the University of Maryland, but only a total of 100 students are admitted at a time. In order to be accepted into the program, students must maintain a high grade point average and write an essay about why they should be allowed to participate. David Barb, the program's faculty director, says that they try to choose students with many interests and varied backgrounds.
We also watch them pretty carefully, and if we see somebody's academics not being what they were when they entered the program, then we would talk with them and maybe decide that the program wasn't right for them.
Having many interests and being able to juggle them successfully in school while running a company describes Manny Herman. He also caters to other people of varied interests with his online textbook store. He says that running the store for the Hinman program is great experience, but it comes with a price.
I'll tell you, I think that most people in this program get their work done. We may not sleep. That's the truth of the matter. We'll just end up staying up late doing schoolwork. I think oftentimes I find that I think best during the nighttime anyway, so I just stay up till 3, 4, 4 a.m. doing my schoolwork, and then, I'll wake up the next day and there's business stuff to do. It sort of keeps me going, looking forward to the next turn of my business. I don't know what it's going to be, and that's kind of exciting.
So far, his business has been profitable. A majority of the students in the Hinman program are studying to be in a technology-related field and looking to round out their knowledge of the business world. Lisa Vora is working towards a degree in computer engineering. When she first entered the Hinman program, she tried to start a business around a high-tech concept that she envisioned, but later changed her focus.
I did start off with a technical idea, and it was a partner and I were talking, and we met Brian Hinman, and we were talking with him, and he was like, you might want to scale that idea back, because it was a pretty large idea for two college kids.
Brian Hinman, who helped found the entrepreneur program, is just one of the business professionals whose advice is available to the students. They can also confer with business leaders locally or have live video conferences with those in other cities or countries. If that wasn't enough, the professors on campus are also an excellent resource as well.
Right now, with the technology market down, it's really hard to get venture capital money. I'm giving a hint from another professor of mine. He was just talking about roll-ups, taking a whole bunch of established businesses and buying them out and putting them underneath one corporation. And that's what I'm going towards. I've bought two businesses right now.
Lisa's businesses already generate revenue, and she's currently trying to find partners to buy out three more companies. Monetary success aside, Lisa has found that the Hinman program has given her invaluable experience.
I will say, it's a good program. I mean, if I wasn't in this program, I would be at a loss. It's definitely helped me, not only in my school life, but just in general, giving me a lot more exposure to the real world.
Students who have had monetary success with the program are not required to give back a percentage of their company's revenue or profits to the university. However, it is hoped that these future entrepreneurs will later donate funds to continue the Hinman CEO program at the University of Maryland. For VOA, I'm David Clements.